You may think pinball hit its peak when this song was popular, and you'd be wrong. Pinball's back, if in a cultish sort of way.
Nowadays, they have this app, and you set up your check card to it, and then you put money on the app, and then you can use it to pay for your games.
I'm at Sunray Lanes in St. Paul with Minnesota's 2016 state pinball champ, John Jundt. Pinball may not be Pokemon Go, but you want to bring your phone. And not just to plug your virtual credit, but to locate games. The app Pinball Map will take all the guesswork out of it and lead you to 156 Minnesota locations with 328 pinball machines.
It's slimy.
Like the new Ghostbusters game Jundt is playing at Sunray Lanes.
So when you start,
welcome to the Ghostbusters, Tex.
You get Winston saying, hey, welcome to the Ghostbusters. And you get these options here of like choosing a skill shot.
Choose your skill shot.
Yep, thank you, Winston. Choose your skill shot.
Pinball's been around forever, but it nearly died out when arcades closed and gaming gravitated to the sofa and the video console. So with the proliferation and immediacy of game apps like Pokemon Go, why even bother to hunt up a pinball machine?
My name is Blake Pierce. I'm 29. I'm a resident of St. Louis Park, Minnesota, and I play pinball at least once a day. And it's starting to get really popular again, especially among people my age.
Popular because you can ditch the headphones and the long-distance gamer relationships. When you walk into a monthly Twin Cities pinball tournament, you're not meeting someone's avatar. You're meeting someone, maybe Blake Pierce, a redhead who pulls off casual like he was born wearing a t-shirt. He says pinball games have earned a following with the younger set because old tech has gotten an updated 21st century look that's familiar to those who grew up on video games.
Pinball games from like the 70s were pretty straightforward. In the 90s, we saw that kind of switches that we got the really kind of higher density screens with animations that can play on them and different, you know, text and words that can fly by. And now other companies have taken it forward such that instead of having 5-6 major modes and a couple of different multi-balls or a couple different wizard modes, they might have 45 modes. They might have 16 different levels of progression through those 45 different modes.
Movies and TV shows like The Walking Dead draw fans to pinball with their licensed pinball machines. Rock groups had pinball games in the 70s, and they still do. But now you can select which one of your favorite Metallica, Kiss, or AC/DC tracks you want playing while you focus on a fast-moving silver ball. Jackie Lane is a diehard pinball player. She's a competition winner who has pinball flippers tattooed to her wrists. And she'll tell you, pinball's a sport. It takes time, skill, and some serious muscle to do it well.
So it's like moving this 300-pound machine around. It takes quite a bit of force, but you're doing it with basically the intent of a feather moving on the wind. I've had to come up kind of with my own bizarre style that incorporates my entire body behind those movements.
I've thrown my leg up so high once that I got it caught on the machine next to me.
Blake Pierce also goes all in.
And my pants got caught on the plunger, which was not a good thing. But yeah, I've actually I've lost contact lenses while I was playing competitive games, and I just had to keep playing until my ball was done. Because there's no pausing, right? It's a physical game, so you guys got to keep going.
Ben Granger is a Twin Cities playwright who also happens to be ranked 81st in the world of competitive pinball. That's out of a group of 35,000 competitors. He's got his own Granger move.
I kind of do the horizontal fist pump, you know, not vertically up in the air, not Guido style, but I definitely have like kind of moments where, you know, you make the shot that you know is going to win you the match. That's when you do want to do a little fist pump.
Twin Cities players say the local scene is one of the best in the nation because the games are plentiful and well-maintained And there is no waiting list to play in tournaments like there is in San Francisco, where there are more players than slots. The Twin Cities scene is still growing. And if you're a newbie, you don't have to be discouraged. Because even if you can't make your credit stretch an hour and a half on the Lord of the Rings pinball game and reach the Valinor multiball, and if you don't know what I'm talking about, go to YouTube for the tutorial. Even if you can't do that, your game will end the same way everybody's game ends, with a ball down the drain. Ben Granger.
It's a completely different game every time, and you always lose in the end of it. So gravity always wins.
Nope, right down the middle.
Does it hate it when that happens?
It happens a lot.
This is Britty for KFAI.
Get the super jackpot.